Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Mota. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim McKnight. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to third. Pierce moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. There goes Pierce trying to get to home. Altman throws the ball into Thacker, who tags Pierce, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mota moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hiller moves to second. Tony Balsamo now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Mota scores. Hiller scores. Mays moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Mota goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Hiller scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda is walked intentionally. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mays scores. Cepeda moves to second. It's 7-1, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Balsamo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagan moves to second. Jim Brewer now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pierce hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Thacker fields it and throws to third for the out. Davenport moves to second. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 0-for-1 in the game. McKnight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Daryl Robertson pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Daryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive towards short. Pagan catches it and throws to first to double up Thacker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing third base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Don Larson now pitching. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Bob Will pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Altman scores. Rogers moves to third. McKnight moves to second. It's 7-2, Giants. Lou Brock pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Mo Morhard pinch hits for Bobby Smith. Mo Morhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morhard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers scores. McKnight scores. Will moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Morehard moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Dick Bertel now catching. Lou Brock now playing center field. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mota bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larson moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larson moves to third. Mota moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Larson scores. Mota scores. Hiller moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. It's 9-4, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Alou reaches second base with a double. Hiller scores. Cepeda scores. It's 11-4, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKnight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McKnight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Ken Hubbs pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Bertel scores. Brock goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.